Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marjorie Coates.
And I'm Majorie Coots. And if you haven't been tuning in, we are in the final rounds of election 2016.
Yes, Marjorie, and what an election it's been. Tempus fugit.
So many promises made by candidate Terpius to slice and eviscerate his opponent, Clintonia, and any who stand in his way.
That's leadership, Marjorie.
It's been particularly vicious this election cycle.
Well, it's politics. It's not tea and crumpets.
Yes, but a system like ours, which seems to deify the cruel and the powerful, is this really the way to elect a leader?
I want a warrior in office, Marjorie. Someone who's not afraid to take on the current system of corruption in Washington with spray tan in one hand and a flamethrower in the other.
You remind me why I love this country. Ah, and it looks like our candidates are waking. There appears to be some movement coming from the Trumpius camp.
That's right, Marjorie. Early bird gets the worm. It's true in business, and it's true in auto-vehicular gladiatorial combat as well.
I think it's a false equivalence, Marjorie. Success in the business world does not equate with fitness to lead. Barba non facit philosophum. And may I add how unsuccessful the candidate has been in the business world with his multiple bankruptcies and the wholesale destruction of two of his private armies due to mismanagement?
Listen, Madge, you run a business, you're gonna run into some failure. Success is more than failure. It's about taking the fight to those bitches in auto-vehicular gladiatorial combat!
Oh, the Trumpius camp appears to have dealt a deadly blow to the Clintonia camp via their Humvee-mounted rocket launcher, codenamed Email Cash.
People always underestimate the Humvee-mounted rocket launcher, but common sense says if you can blow something up with it, it's doing its job.
But wait, the Clintonia campaign is now coming out in full force with her squad of Kawasaki ninjas.
Establishment ninjas.
Establishment ninjas with experience and knowledge to surprise the president. You can't just mount a grenade launcher in a commercialized military vehicle and expect to...
Whoa, Secretary Clintonia is speaking.
Well, that was
and provided all my emails that could possibly be work-related.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here come the trumpets!
Oh, well, that's one way to take down ninjas, I guess.
This is what I'm talking about. The man has weaponized sex, and in doing so has objectified women. How can anyone support someone so blatantly sex?
Burn.
Literally. The trumpets are setting fire to Clintonia's ninjas.
Woo! Shouldn't have deleted those emails.
What does that have to do with
Marjorie? We ought to talk about some of the stakes of this election.
Well, I feel as if the nation itself is fighting for its very character.
Indeed it is. As the campaigns savagely engage in auto-vehicular gladiatorial combat, all around the country, inspired citizens are taking up arms against friends and neighbors who plan on voting the wrong way.
And what is the wrong way?
Well, that's up to every man, woman, and child in this country. One of the blessings of living in a democracy is getting to choose which of your neighbors to vilify, if not outright violently attack. I think, regret is that ordinary citizens aren't given the same voice, the same firepower that those fat cats in Washington are allotted by corporate interests.
Oh, we almost forgot. This election has been brought to you by the NRA.
And the Clintonia Foundation.
And the Klan.
And Wall Street.
And email.
And Snowden.
Assange.
Assange and Putin.
And Firestone. Looks like the Clintonia campaign is still fighting after all.
Didn't help that those traitorous Trumpets are now tearing apart his campaign from the inside.
He shouldn't have broke them.
They can't prove anything.
It was on live TV 2 seconds ago.
That's liberal media bias.
The Trumpiest campaign is imploding. Sabotage Trumpet attacks throughout the field of battle are blowing up all of his rigs and war machines.
The Big Orange himself is staggering across the battlefield.
His sword draped impotently at the side of his tattered suit.
His hand can barely fit around it. Wait, is that... It's Clintonia herself, buoyed by her army of rogue mercenaries approaching Trumpius.
Is she offering an olive branch? Giving him a chance to concede before she kills the man himself on the field of battle?
He's...
Grabbed by the pussy.
No! Let her go, you bitch!
When they go low, we go high.
Ooh. Oh! She's right, you know.
She is.
When they go low, you go high with a nail baseball bat to the face. Oh. Those are the rules. We all know them.
Yep. It happened last week during Melania's and Michelle's pay-per-view match.
For those of you who missed it, but this match is a public service.
Oh, no doubt. Lord knows we don't get any advertising dollars for it. Woo! Gotta sell papers.
Well, I'm getting word from our studio heads that the current predictions favor Clintonia 9-1.
Don't count out the silent majority, Marjorie.
Marjorie, I just don't see how he can recover from this. He tried to sexually assault the other candidate, and now he's missing half of his face from her brutal attack with a nailed baseball bat.
I'm seeing spit leak out through the holes in his cheeks.
This is what happens when your system is based on the winner of auto-vehicular gladiatorial combat. Oh, that is fun to say.
I know!
Well, this concludes the final round of the bout. Miracle no one died today.
I've never seen a candidate take such a beating.
What usually happens to the losing competitor, Marjorie?
Under ordinary circumstances, he's dead by the end of it. He certainly doesn't participate in the next election.
And the survivors?
There's so few. I do remember Bushus versus Gorgeous. Gorgeous went into the mountains, became a priest or something.
So preachy.
Yeah, I think we can both agree on that.
Now the praetor will moderate the people's vote. Yeah!
.9 decibels.
A new record.
Trumpius Maximus.
Yeah! Woohoo!
And 131.7.
Too close to call.
I think 131.7 is definitively less than 131.9.
Well, it isn't like this is scientific.
And that's why we leave the fate of our country in the hand of the magisters. The people have spoken.
And here's the magister equitum now.
Trumpius Maximus.
Yeah! Woo!
How is this possible? We both watched the same fight, didn't we?
The people.
Yes, but they said the opposite, didn't they?
Too close to call.
Too close to call.
Well, that concludes this election cycle's Death Race 2016.
As always, Americum, tempus edax rerum.
Tendet nosce.
Know thyself.